The first, first, let's take a look at the predominance of these words, Esau, Edom, and Idumea. My first thought was, what's Idumea got to do with this? Well, as it turns out, the definition of, or the, if you look up Idumea in Strong's, it is pronounced Idomedome. Idomedome. It's a Greek word, interestingly enough. And it's, that word is translated 87 times as Edom, 9 times as Edomites, and 4 times as Idumea. So that's why we're including the Idumea within the scope of this talk. So these words are brought up, these three words are brought up 252 times in the Authorized Version. Our first set of readings will be in Genesis 25, verse 21 through 34. We'll deal with the birth of the boys and the birthright and the sale of the birthright. We'll then go on to the deception in Genesis 27. My words, the deception and the blessings. The wives we'll talk about in Genesis 26, 6 through 9. Jacob, I think that was a misnomer. We'll get to the departure in Genesis 32, and then the joining of Esau and Jacob in chapter 33. I think that'll probably do it for today, I would think. We'll then get into Edomites, Mount Seir, and the prophetic part of this story, if you will. So let's go to Genesis chapter 25. I'm starting at verse 21. Reading from the New King James Version. Now Isaac pleaded with Yahweh for his wife because she was barren, and Yahweh granted the plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If all is well, why am I like this?" So she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger." On to verse 24. So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed, there are twins in her womb. And the first came out red. He was like a hairy garment all over. So he called his name Esau. Afterward, his brother came out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked a stew, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said unto Jacob, "Please feed me with this same red stew, for I am weary." Therefore his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright as of this day." And Esau said, "Look, I am about to die. So what is this birthright to me?" Then Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils. Then he ate and drank, arose, and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. So there's a lot here, right? This is a common story we have, most of us have, or those that are here as children have been taught since our childhood. The first mention of Edom is there in verse 30. He's really, really a representative of the world right there. He, being Esau, is essentially selling his first son birthright there, and his debt. This is the first instance of the word Edom coming up. And of course, this, I think, Brother Patrick brought up this verse 23 in his class on Jacob a couple of weeks ago, about the two nations in the womb. And this is where Rebecca understands the role of the elder and her younger son, that we'll talk about more later. And of course, the other, if you say, I don't want to use the word discriminating factor, the differences, let's say, in the boys is brought forth in verse 27. So the boys grew, and Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, but Jacob was a mild man dwelling in tents. How does the AV read? Verse 27. Can someone read the AV in verse 27, please?
And the boys grew. Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents.
A plain man. Yeah. I knew there was a difference in there, but very similar.
And my note says that the word plain in Hebrew actually is more akin to upright or perfect.
Or complete? Yeah. Yeah. Any other comments? Any other notes in your margin? All right. I'm sorry, what verse?
The verse was 8, the verse was
27. So,
the plain man,
yeah.
Or plain man or mild man?
Yeah.
Is the same word as used in Job 1 verse 1? Or is it 1 verse 8? 1 verse 8. That's in my margin as well, 1 verse 8 and 1 verse 1. Upright. Okay. So we dealt with the birth of the boys, the sale of the birthright. Let's move to Genesis 27. I don't think I've missed anything of import in 26 concerning Esau. I want to read this whole chapter, but I'll stop at about every 10 verses, because this is a long read. But this is just full of Esau I call it the deception of Jacob disguising himself as Esau, and then the blessings. So that this is a jam-packed chapter. Beginning at verse 1, chapter 27. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old, and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, he called Esau his older son, and said to him, "My son." And he answered him, "Here I am." He's talking to Esau. And he said, "Behold, now I am old, I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver, your bow, and go out into the field and hunt game for me. And make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Here's the idea of the blessing coming up. So on to verse 5. Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of Yahweh before my death.'" Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. Let's pause here. I found it interesting to note that Isaac says in verse 4 that make me savory food such as I love and bring it to me that I may bless you before I die. We get a little more information from Rebekah, who in verse 7 says, bring me game, and she's describing what Isaac had said to her son Jacob. She says to Jacob, bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. So it's interesting, you're just giving a little more information there, and what I presume is she was just being a little more descriptive than Jacob was back in verse 4. It was very succinctly telling his son that he's going to bless him without giving him the extra information. Any thoughts or comments on that? Okay. So we're told earlier that Isaac favored Jacob and Rebekah favored Esau. So we can see that playing itself out here. Isaac saying, go so that I may bless you, right? Go out and find the game and bring it to me so I may bless you. And Rebekah's hearing this, and she's looking out for her other son's rightful position that she knows. Why does she know his rightful position? Man, God told her right back in, back in chapter 25. And we talked quite a bit about this in the, if it wasn't the last class on ways of providence, it might have been the week before last. Any other comment? Otherwise, I'm going to go from verse.
Did you say your favorite Esau?
Did I? I said that? I meant to say Jacob. I'll make slip ups all the time. Yeah, she favored Jacob. He favored Esau. Did I flip him? You think I flipped him? Correct me when I make a mistake, please. I make plenty of them. Thank you. Verse 11, and Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing. But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go. Get them for me," meaning the kids. Get the kids, choice kids. And he went out and he got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and in the smooth part of his neck. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here I am. Who are you, my son?" And Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you have told me. Please arise, sit, and eat of my game, that your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Let's pause here. This reading of verse 20 reminded me of a discussion at our Ways of Providence class that we had about the length of time that Jacob and Rebekah had available to them to carry out this. Again, I don't like the word deception, but it is a deception. But his father there, Isaac says in verse 20, "How is it that you have come back so quickly?" So obviously, Isaac knew that this hunting expedition, wherever it was, we're not told. Perhaps it was a long way off to get to the wherever the game frequented, right? So for all we know, it might have been a day's journey or a half a day's journey to get where Esau had to go. So that caught my eye a little bit when Isaac says how quickly it occurred. He had to go out, get two kids, slaughter them, hear his mother, quarter them, cut them up, cook them, prepare them, this savory dish, which he perceived as being quite quick. And in those earlier verses 12 and 13, Jacob is worried about, let me read from verse 12, "Perhaps my father will feel me and I shall seem to be a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." And his mom says, Rebecca says, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go. Get them for me." This goes back to a conversation again we had during that class. Is this the way of providence, or is this a woman acting on her own? It's really irrelevant. The will of God is being performed here through her and Jacob. Any comments? It's quite a disguise, taking their choice clothes, somehow adhering skins to the back of the hand and the neck. Isaac must have been pretty getting on in years to be taken in, but he was. Some doubt occurs, I think, in the next 10 verses. If we're ready to move discussion, I'll go on to verse 21. Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So let's stop. I don't know when I put this question mark. I put a question mark in my Bible here. So you know that Jacob is not completely convinced by that verse, right? So he senses something's not right here. So going on to verse 22. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" And Jacob says, "I am." He said, bring it near to me and I will eat my son's game so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it near to him and he ate. And he brought him wine and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing. And he blessed him and said, so here's the blessing. Surely this... "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine, and let peoples serve you, and the nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you." Now it happened, verse 30, "Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, that Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his son came in from hunting." So you can see there is doubt, right, on the part of Jacob. Probably the voice. But his disguise and the savory food and the smell of his clothing, I would say, convinced him. And the blessing occurred here in verses 27, 28, and 29. Okay, we'll move to start at verse 30 and we'll finish the chapter. "Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from the field." The timing is perfect, isn't it? Worked out just right. "He also made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, 'Let my father arise and eat his son's game, that you may bless me.'" Yeah, those words are somewhat different than the words of Jacob that Steve just brought, right? "Because the Lord brought it to me." So let's check these words out. "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game." He didn't say of the game that the Lord provided me to provide you, right? That's a very good contrast. So go on to verse 32. "And his father, Isaac, said to him, 'Who are you?' So he said, 'I am your son. I'm your firstborn Esau.'" Esau trembled, Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with exceeding great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." And Esau said, "He is not rightly named Jacob, for he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me?" Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Indeed, I have made him your master and all his brethren. I have given to him his servants with grain and wine. I have sustained him. What shall I now do for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me, me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice, and he wept. Then Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, your dwelling, his blessing, right? Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and the dew of the heaven from above. Your sword, by your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. Going on to verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. In the words of Esau, her older son were told to Rebekah. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him for a few days until the brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send you and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be? All right. So we started at 30. Esau is surprised. Isaac is surprised. Jacob got it figured out in verse 35, but Jacob says, your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And this is what Steve brought up earlier in verse 36. He's rightly named Jacob. He is a supplanter, right? Because he has deceived me twice, taking my birthright, and now he's taking away my blessing. And then he gets his blessing, right? And it's he's going to live off the fatness of the earth, right? Your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, the dew of the heaven. Your sword, you shall live by your sword. And this probably didn't go over well in verse 40. You shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. What does that mean? It's an earnest question. When he breaks the yoke from his neck, can break away from the worldly things of the... Any ideas? Yeah, you should. Yeah. So Isaac's telling Jacob that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So he's gonna go his own way, essentially, is what he's saying, right? So Esau wasn't so happy, was he? And verse 41. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing which his father blessed him. And that's when he said in his heart, what did he say? He said, I'll kill my brother Jacob. It was a blessing, but not the one, not like the first one.